Welcome, everyone. We're doing another deep dive today, looking at a whole bunch of information someone shared about Wishram School and what they were up to last week.
Yeah, it's quite a collection. Everything from, you know, academic stuff to community events and just the general running of the place.
Right. So our mission, as always, is to sift through this and pull out the most interesting and maybe insightful bits about this particular week at Wishram.
Sounds good. There's definitely a lot to unpack here. It paints a picture of a pretty active school.
Okay, let's jump in. First up, something that sounds really significant, a presentation on Monday, April 28th, about Japanese internment during World War II. What stood out to you there?
Well, the notes mentioned it focused not just on the history, like the dates and facts, but really on the lived experiences.
Okay. So more personal.
Exactly. Empathy, resilience, remembrance. Those were the keywords used. It's about giving history a human face, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. It said the goal was giving students an important lens into the past. How do you think that kind of approach helps students beyond just learning history, I mean?
Good question. I think when you connect with personal stories, it makes things like social justice and civil liberties feel more real, less abstract. It helps develop maybe a more critical way of looking at things, even today.
Right. It connects the past to now. Okay, so moving to Tuesday, April 29th, the focus kind of shifts. There was a field trip.
Yeah, for the 6th and 7th graders, they went to Columbia Gorge Community College.
Oh, interesting. For kids that age, what's the thinking there?
Exposure, I'd say. Showing them post-secondary pathways and careers, as the notes put it. Basically planting seeds about college and future jobs, making it seem like a real possibility down the line.
That seems really valuable, especially middle school. And the info also mentioned the staff making sure it was safe and enriching.
Well, yeah, that's crucial, isn't it? These things don't just happen. It shows the staff are really invested in providing these, like, extra learning moments outside the classroom. It takes effort.
Absolutely. Okay, also on Tuesday, something else happened in a Zoom presentation about managing depression.
Yes, aimed at families and teens. The notes highlighted shared wellness and community support.
That feels really timely and important, addressing mental health openly like that.
It really does. It shows the school sees its role as supporting the whole student and the family too. Offering resources, starting conversations, that's proactive. It's vital, really.
So if we zoom out a bit and look at that whole week, April 28th to May 4th, it sounds like Wishram was buzzing.
Yeah, you see the kind of regular ongoing things alongside the special events, like the school nurse and therapist being available all week. That's that consistent support structure.
Right, the foundation. And then there's the operational side. Vehicle inspections for the summer, RAC meetings, staff meeting, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Exactly. Got to keep the wheels turning. But what's also cool is the arts integration.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
There was a Reach Arts in Education presentation. They had someone called Molly the Muralist working on murals in the gym.
Oh, neat. So bringing art right into the school environment like that.
Mm-hmm. It shows they're thinking about a well-rounded experience, not just academics or, you know, the basics.
Definitely. We also saw mentions of ASET Inc. working on wiring for modular buildings.
Tech infrastructure updates.
And even getting new gas-powered boilers delivered.
Mm.
Practical stuff. Oh, and sports pictures. Can't forget those.
Ah, no. Always a big day. And something else linking to the community was the WAGAP mobile food truck visit.
WAGAP, Washington Gorge Action Programs.
That's the one. So direct support for families, which again highlights the school's role beyond just education.
And then sports activities too. Junior high and high school track meets at South Wasco.
Right. Keeping the extracurriculars going strong.
And rounding out that week, the superintendent, Mr. Churchwell, left for an early career superintendent conference.
Which points to, you know, investing in leadership development for the school's administration. It's interesting how all these pieces fit together.
It really is. Academics, wellness, arts, community support, operations, leadership, quite a mix.
Yeah, that week really shows the school as this, like, complex system working on multiple fronts.
So let's peek ahead then into the following week, May 5th to May 11th. Does the pace keep up?
Looks like it. The nurse and therapist are still available, which is good continuity.
And Mr. Churchwell is still at his conference for the start of the week.
Seems so, yeah. Ongoing professional development. Then there's a program committee meeting and a Mr. Cooper attending something called the SWAG meeting. More planning and collaboration.
Okay. And some birthdays mentioned, too. Detmar McCullough and Marley Little.
That's a nice touch, isn't it? Makes it feel more like a community.
It does. What about academics that week?
Big one starting. SBSE testing. Smarter balance tests. So a major focus on assessment statewide.
Right. That's always a significant time in the school year. But sports don't stop.
Nope. High school track has a meet in the Dallas, and junior high has meets in Bickleton and Sherman County later in the week. Busy kids.
And Mr. Churchwell is back and busy, too, meeting with other superintendents.
Yeah, from the Gorge Pacific and Wauquiakum counties, so regional collaboration at the leadership level. And another check-in with Apollo.
Plus, another RETH event, a family art night this time.
Oh, that sounds great. It mentions dinner is provided, too, which really helps families participate. That's a smart way to boost engagement.
Definitely lowers the barrier. And then Mr. Churchwell is off again, briefly, for driver training.
Looks like it. At ESD 112 for an annual driver trainer in service. That's crucial for keeping the buses running safely. Those educational service districts handle a lot of that essential training.
Makes sense. And then the week wraps up with P-Prom.
Yes. Saturday, May 10th. A huge event for the high schoolers.
Followed by Mother's Day on Sunday. So it's another week balancing tests, sports, community building, essential training, and big social milestones.
It really is. It just underlines again how many different roles a school plays.
So wrapping up our deep dive here on Wishram School. It's just, well, it's clearly a very busy place.
Mm-hmm. Busy and multifaceted. There's a clear focus on student growth from all angles, history, future planning, wellness.
And you really get a sense of the staff's dedication through all these different activities and supports they're putting in place.
Absolutely. And the students seem really engaged, too, whether it's in class, at a track meet, or, you know, getting ready for prom.
It really does make you appreciate all the different strands that have to come together for a school to, well, thrive.
Mm.
Every single event, you know, from that serious historical reflection to a track meet, it all adds something to the students' lives.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about the connections, isn't it? How does learning about resilience in a history lesson connect to pushing yourself in a race? Or how does community support from a food truck visit build a foundation for academic focus?
That's a great question to lead things on. How do all these diverse activities ultimately shape the students coming through Wishram? Definitely something for you, the listener, to think about.